Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network. Brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. Caps fall in the second playoff game against the Rangers last night, 4-3. They're down 2-0 in the series. We'll talk to Greg Wyshynski next. Actually, right now, senior NHL writer at ESPN, Greg Wyshynski joins us. What's up, Greg?
What's up, Junks? How are you?
Good morning. Good. You know, kind of assessing that game. It's better than game one, right?
Yes, there was marked improvement over game one in the sense that I thought maybe there could be five games at least in the series. While in game one, I did not believe that could be the case. Yeah, I mean, they played better. They clearly, you know, finally got their power play going, which was a bit of a rarity against the Rangers this year. They did not score a power play goal against the Rangers the entire regular season or in game one. So that at least gave him a little bit of juice. But again, man, you know, little mistakes all over the ice by young players and older players that just lead to their demise in game two.
And they did get the power play going. They scored on two of their chances. But still, like, it looks disjointed and weird. And there's not a lot of flow to it. Like, can you describe what's gone wrong with it? I mean, like, coming out of the All-Star break, they were like the top power play in the league for a stretch, I think toward the end of the season, but we're not seeing that same sort of fluid movement of the puck. It just, it looks weird and kind of broken to me.
Yeah, because they're playing the Rangers.
Right.
But to be honest, man, the Rangers are the third best penalty kill team in the league, and the way that they do it, they're part of a modern movement in the NHL called the power kill, which is they are looking to score on their penalty kill as much as you're looking to score on their power play. And you can see it in the way that they pressure the points for the Caps. The point men, John Carlson, you know, and others don't have much time to really do anything with the puck. They've been smart in the way that they've handled Ovi on the power play. One, because he's not, you know, moving as much as he obviously used to. But also, you know, they've had basically Mika Zibanejad at times shadowing the guy. But the Rangers have that ability of really kind of disrupting things with how aggressive they are on the penalty kill. They've done it for years, even before Laviolette got there, with Zibanejad and Kreider and Adam Fox and a lot of those guys just really, really being good on the PK. So again, you know, it looks disjointed and it looks ineffective, and a lot of that has to do with who they're playing.
How much better are the Rangers this year with Coach Lav than they were the last few years with Gallant?
Well, I saw them get bounced last year against my beloved New Jersey Devils.
Right.
But, you know, the thing that they weren't last year is what they are this year, which is they play with speed. They didn't get faster. Like, they're still kind of a veteran team. It's almost the same personnel that they had last year outside of a couple of little tweaks. What Laviolette did smartly was get them to, like, make smarter decisions and faster decisions and move the puck quicker. And you can kind of, like, cover up your deficiencies in actual speed if you just play with better pace. So that's one thing he did. And the other thing he did is he really kind of gave them a much better defensive structure coming out of training camp. They don't always play it. There are still times when the Rangers especially when they're playing at home, seem to get overexcited and like lose their structure and get into kind of a chance for chance game, which is not what they should be doing. But he certainly instilled some fundamental defensive structure in this team that has really paid off. I mean, this team's won the President's Trophy. I mean, they had a great regular season, and I think Laviolette was the right coach at the right time. He's not always going to be able to turn things around in a miraculous way, as Capitals fans know. But you put him on the on a roster that's deep and talented, and maybe just needs a little bit of structure that they weren't getting with the previous coach, and he can make things really sing.
So, Greg, you mentioned you're a Devils guy. They're owned by Josh Harris, who owns the Washington Commanders, the football team of note here in Washington. Give us some footnotes on the Josh Harris experience as the owner of the Devils. We've had him here for one season here with the Commanders. Obviously, tomorrow night, a big night. They hold the number 2 pick in the draft.
I'm laughing because when he bought the team, you know, I lived in D.C. for a while, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, when he bought the team, all my old friends were, like, texting me, being like, tell me about Josh Harris. I know you're a Devils fan. you know, the ownership group there has been pretty good in the sense of, like, they're fairly hands-off. You know, the hockey operations department with the Devils, Tom Fitzgerald, their GM, and their analytics department kind of run the show. And also, the one thing I'll say about him is that, you know, the pocketbook was always open, too. I mean, they went out and acquired Dougie Hamilton, who at the time was the best free agent on the market as far as defensemen go. And they got him at a time when they were still sort of rebuilding. And you know, he needed to give the green light for them to go out and pursue Hamilton. They got the green light from him. And so, I think he's been a real good owner for the team. They've done some really good work insofar as like creating more of a fan-friendly atmosphere, trying to cater to younger fans, especially too, which I know is a big thing for the Washington football team. Listen, I know where the bar is set previously for the Commanders.
Yeah.
So I mean, anything above that's going to be great. But he's great.
All right, let's talk about Carberry's comments after the game about Ovi. And we were talking about this earlier in the show, and I can't remember another coach kind of, I'm not saying he's calling him out, he wasn't saying anything bad about Ovi, but he's being very honest, and Carberry's that way. We have Carberry on the show every week, and he's just an honest dude. He doesn't hold back and pull punches. So he says, quote, I thought the first two games he looks a little bit off. He's struggling. It's hard. It's the playoffs on the road. He's getting a tough matchup. And he was talking about, you know, his shots on goal. He's only had one official shot on goal in two games. A lot of them are getting blocked. And then also he had the turnover that on the power play that created the shorthanded goal, which was the clincher. So just kind of talk. And look, Ovi's 38, and it's only two games that he's really struggled. You know, we talked about this in the regular season. He had stretches this year where he just struggled and didn't score and didn't have a lot of shots. But they need Ovi, especially at home on Friday. They need him to be the Ovi of 5 years ago. just kind of talk about, you know, Ovechkin as a whole in the series, and then Carb's commenting on it.
Yeah, I thought Carberry was great last night in a lot of ways. I mean, I don't get a chance to talk to him as often as others do, and whenever I get a chance, like, wow, that guy is one, unfiltered, and two, and two, really, really insightful. But you know what he said last night is accurate. You know, Ovechkin was a non-factor for two games against the Rangers in the playoffs, and to, like you said, to hear a coach outwardly say that he's struggling and kind of go through what's going on with him. You're right. It's not calling him out, but it's definitely calling out his play. He knows how important Ovechkin is to this team. He knows he's a pace setter for this team. He knows that while the Ovi that could carry a team through 82 games might not be there anymore, the Ovi that can carry a team for a week and a half is still there. Mm-hmm. And that's the guy they need. The cool thing about Carberry last night was, like, not only was he pointing out specifically what Ovechkin is not doing, not getting the 4 to 5 good scoring chances a game he should be getting, not getting a shot through the Rangers defense. He also kind of said, here's how this could change. And how it could change is that when you go home, you get the line matchups you want, and he can get Ovechkin away from Lindgren and Fox, the Rangers, you know, top defensive pairing, and hopefully find some favorable matchups for him to really kind of get his game going again.
We're joined by Greg Wyshynski on the BetQL guest hotline. Greg, I'm not going to lead the witness here. I want your individual take on the hit by Panarin on Oshie.
Yeah, it was legal. In real time, it looked real nasty with the way his head snapped back. But first of all, it shouldn't have been a minor penalty, and it wasn't because Oshie had the puck, so it's not interference. It's just a hit it's a legal hit on a puck carrier. And then when you watch the replay, again, the NHL rule is the head needs to be the main point of contact for it to be an illegal check to the head penalty, which is either a minor penalty or a match penalty, which is what they were reviewing for. And the majority of the contact that Panarin makes with him is with the body. And then there might be some with the head, but the majority of the contact is with the body. So, you know, they didn't get much right last night. The officiating absolutely sucked last night, if we're being honest. But, like, they got that right. And I know
it's not the answer Cakes wanted.
I wanted his opinion. I gave him the floor.
Hey, listen, Cakes, you can find plenty of people, including on my own network, that agree with you that it should be a suspendable offense. But it's, I don't think it is. And also, Oshie came back and played in the game, which is also something that the Department of Player Safety looks at. Insofar as, like, did this disadvantage a team? Did this injure a player? I thought, again, Carberry was really interesting last night because it seemed like he had more concern about Oshie being pulled by the concussion spotters in that game and then it not resulting in a hit to the head penalty, which I think is an interesting gripe to file. But, you know, when you break that play down and when you, you know, kind of get into the granular details of the rule book, I think they called it right. But it also brings us back to a greater conversation, which is, is the rule book right? Like, should they expand the purview of this legal check to the head thing and not make it, like, main point of contact, but make it any point of contact, which is something that a lot of people who, you know, study CTE and concussions and things have been lobbying the NHL to do for years.
So do you think this sets the stage for a really chippy game three Friday night at Capital One Arena? Or do you think Carberry's like, look, let's not have our emotions take over here. We have to go out and win the game, not worry about getting a retribution for Oshie on Panarin.
Oh, we're there already, man. Please note that in game one, Trevor Van Riemsdyk tried to fight the entire Rangers team between periods.
Like, bravo, TVR. I like it. I like that moxie.
I was in the press box watching it. I'm like, what is this man doing? it was like a red dot in a sea of blue. It was crazy. But you know, it's, listen, I think the series has been chippy since the start. What I'm interested in seeing is if there's any level of consistency with the officiating is really the thing. I talked to Strome last night for a bit about it, and these guys are baffled as to what's being called game to game. You know, last night was a lot of stick fouls. Mm-hmm. Strome called them lazy calls, basically, because they wouldn't be things that were called in the regular season. And so for the sake of these players who just want to, like, get into the game and play good 5-on-5, I hope that they can find some level of consistency. Because, like I said, last night was just atrociously officiated insofar as what they were calling and what they didn't call. And so, you know, if nothing else, you know, it might get chippy. But for their sake, I hope they understand where the limits are, because right now nobody knows what's getting called in this series.
Will you be here for game three?
No, man, I'm in New York duty. I got to go cover that other series, that Islanders-Carolina series, to see if the Islanders can blow another lead in the span of 9 seconds.
That was unbelievable. So game three, so I thought, you know, I'm biased, I'm a Caps fan, but I thought there was a little home cooking there for the Rangers in both games. All right. You kind of cleared up the Oshie thing, okay, but I still wanted to see him go to the box. And I don't like Panarin, don't like him at all. Don't like Zibanejad or whatever.
Yeah, I don't like him.
I don't like any of those guys. But do you think that what's the key for the Caps in game three? And you think that there'll be a little bit of a different officiating tactics?
I hope so. I mean, if anything else, maybe even just like let them play a little bit in the playoffs, which is usually how officiating works and not this ticky-tacky stuff that we saw, especially in game two. But you know, if you're asking me, can they extend the series? Like you said, off the hop, I think that there's been some good building blocks in game two that you can look back on and say, okay, this is good. I mean, you know, they got some decent looks at Shcherbina. Their power play did convert. You know, they're going to hopefully be able to get some favorable matchups for their veteran players at home that they didn't get in MSG. And again, I also think that while he's not making the kinds of game-saving stops necessarily that he was down the stretch, I think Lindgren's played well. I do wonder about him and the rest of the team how much energy they had to expend just to get here, mm-hmm. and where that fuel gauge is right now for them, you know, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
But they could certainly, you know, make this a much more interesting series in game three. I think that we saw enough from them in game two to think that they might be able to pull out a victory at home.
We've been playing the what's the percent chance that they win the series game since before game one.
It's very low.
All right, I was the most optimistic at 48%, and I've dropped it down to 24%. As we speak right now, they're down 2-0. What do you think the likelihood that the Caps can turn this around and win the series?
Win the series?
He's going to say zero. He'll say zero.
No, I mean, you win the first two games of the series, the percentage chance of you losing the series is pretty low. I don't have the numbers in front of me right now, but, like, traditionally, obviously, the Rangers are in a very advantageous position, and especially when they have home ice and they've played as well as they have at MSG and do get those matchups we've been talking about at home, the idea of the Caps, you know, rallying to you know, take a game or two at MSG is hard to conceive, but... You know, the best percentage chance of them winning a game in the series is game three. I mean, after that, if they're down 3-0, you probably got a lot of veteran guys that are like, all right, I'm tired. A lot of young guys are freaking out because they've never been in this position before. So that's not a real recipe to see them get a victory. So if it's going to happen, it's going to happen in game three.
Had to happen in game three. Thank you, Greg.
Thank you, brother.
Anytime, boys.
Yeah, right, good talking to you, man.
Craig Wyszynski, senior NHL writer at ESPN.com. He wouldn't answer the series question, but it sounded... Maybe like 0%.
He thought it was almost laughable.
It's common sense.
Yeah, he thought it was almost laughable.
Yeah, he's like, what? What are you talking about?
Right.
But didn't we just say he didn't want to offend 2-0 last year?
He didn't want to offend.
Came back to win the series and the Devils?
It's not impossible. But what are the chances?
He finds it highly unlikely. That's what I gauge from his response.
How many teams in the history of the playoffs have won the first two as a one seed versus an eight and lost? It's probably low.
Can't be a lot.
Yeah. Oh, no, you threw in the one versus the eight factor, too.
I think that's a factor, don't you?
It makes it a longer shot, for sure. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number. We will give you a chance to win Caps tickets. Game four on Sunday. That's coming up at 8:45. Don't go anywhere.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, remember, coming up at 8:45, your chance to win tickets to... Game four of Caps-Rangers coming up at Capital One on Sunday. That's at 8:45. But time now to make it official.
Ooh, we're finalizing our boards?
We are finalizing our draft boards. The draft is tomorrow. A lot of people have fatigue with it. We're ready for this draft to happen. This is something that we're going to live with for the next several years.
Yep.
And we're going to be able to poke fun at each other, and it's all going to be on record. I see that Jason is actually changing his board. Cakes, I believe, had an empty board, our quarterback rankings.
Top
resolute.
Five.
Now, this
here's
again,
the thing was,
have
we
you
were
changed
supposed to,
yours at all?
I haven't. We were supposed
I
to.
I only made one change.
The original task, which I don't think Cakes ever did, was. Watch the film, and then rank them how you see them from best to worst. It wasn't who you believe the Commanders are going to take. It's who do you think is the best quarterback?
No, I've understood the assignment all along. I think it wasn't it EB who was all
no.
like
yeah. I was accused
head,
of
he was in was a tizzy about what was going on.
I was accused of not understanding, okay. but I understood all. All
right, along. Let's get
away. I know the assignment.
Let's get away from that.
I'm killing cakes because he took somebody off the list, put it on his own FUBAR list, and then inserted him back, even though nothing changed.
I reserve the right to do whatever I want with my board.
Yeah, he changed his opinion.
But also, I think Cake said he didn't watch the tape.
I've seen enough from each of these guys. I just lost a J. I'm switching my board. I lost my second J.
So he just might be Jay McCarthy.
It might be Jay.
I'm guessing
he's sliding down my board too.
All right, I haven't changed my board. I don't know how many people have changed their board.
Maybe I'll change one.
It's conventional wisdom.
To change these.
I know it's conventional wisdom, but I do think. And look, I just watched highlights. And to be fair, I don't think I ever watched Bo Nix tape. I watched these five guys.
I mean, Bo Nix played for 100 different schools. You've seen him play at some point.
Yeah, well, he played for two, but
he's not on my board.
He just was around.
But
forever.
Caleb, to me, is the best, and he just makes unbelievable throws on the run, in the pocket, whatever. I maybe have bought into the Drake May hype. I don't see. Guess what? When you watch, I don't see problems with footwork. I'm not a quarterback expert.
Yeah, I mean, how would you be able to point that
out? All right,
out?
The guy looked great on his pro day to me. Some of those throws he made. And then Jaden Daniels obviously wins the Heisman. He's my number three. I think Penix, I have him higher than J.J. McCarthy. I know that J.J. McCarthy's probably going to be drafted ahead of him, but I think Penix is better. And then I've got J.J. five. That's my top five.
All right. My board is similar to yours. I have Caleb one. I've got Jaden two. I put May back on
a
couple weeks
ago. I don't get it.
I still hate the fact that he got comped to Mac Jones. That still will never leave my brain. So
he's allowed to change.
But of this group of quarterbacks, I have him at three. I just moved Penix up from five to four, just because I think J.J. McCarthy's kind of meh. But teams will overdraft him because they're desperate to find their next quarterback. So I have J.J. rounding out my top five.
Ahead
of
Nix.
Second J. Ahead of Nix, yes. Is Nix on any of our boards?
He used to be on.
He was on
Jason's
mine, but
board.
I never wavered. May was my guy all the time, every single day of the year.
I'm buying you a jersey for whatever
one,
team he lands with.
I got Caleb two. I've got Jaden three. I've got JJ four, and I had Nix five. But then after the pro day and all the hype that Penix is getting, I added the PE.
Yeah, you told Mike Mark, get me a P and get me an E.
Give me the P, and so I got Penix five.
All right. Mine hasn't really changed. I might change one of them here, but it's such a pain in the ass to pull the letters. I'm not. I mean,
can you imagine
get the letters
if
out.
Adam Peters was you, and he said,
I can't
you know
get
what?
The letters out.
I have this other quarterback, Brian Tyler, but I can't.
Who do you want to flip?
I can't move this magnet up the board. It's too difficult.
I might just.
Mar's going to help you with the letters. If you want to make a change, you should be able to make a change.
Yeah, because we're going to take a photo and then.
Yeah, everyone's going to hold it up.
And I got called lazy on the show a few days ago.
I mean, these are freaking impossible to get out. I guess you slide them. I got it. Got a freaking master's degree. I can do this.
Flex.
Yeah.
Right, you need a master's degree.
What does Ken Norton have to think about that master's degree? Hey. You got to find it.
I got one. It's on my resume. You ran a marathon. I got a freaking master's. All right, there you go. All right, hold on. I got it. Get out of here.
I don't drink beer.
Okay, scare fire.
Don't know stuff.
I know I'm just doing this, by the way, just to cover my ass, because I don't know.
Is it a major change?
No.
No.
All right, hold on. All right, here we go.
It's probably bumping Caleb down.
No, I bumped him up one spot. All right. Hold on. I got to get the last J in.
I thought you hated Caleb.
I don't love him. But, I mean, talent is talent. I'll listen to Jay Gruden evaluate him. All right, so Jaden is my number one. I think he's the most talented quarterback in the game or in this draft. I don't think it's even close.
So you think he's going to be the best?
I don't think he's got the best arm talent, per se, but his total package. And I just don't think it's going to be hard for them to pass on him.
Who has the best arm talent? Like, So if Jaden is the total package, but
Drake May.
But you don't think he has the arm
probably
talent.
Probably May.
Maybe Penix. So I have Penix as number two. Now, I know he's not going to go that high, but I think when you look back on this draft in a couple years, I think he's going to end up in a good situation. It's going to be a little bit. Did I lose a letter?
He lost an E.
There's going to be a little bit less pressure on Penix. And so I think he might blossom. Caleb just has ability, but, you know, like Jay said, when you were listening to him, that the footwork is all over the place, kind of makes it up as he goes along. But that's kind of a Mahomesian thing. But is he Mahomes really? I don't know.
Nobody is.
The 30 fumbles, I think that's kind of alarming, even though he didn't lose them all. I mean, fumbled 30 times. You know, I don't know. I just, he's talented. Let's see how he plays out. I think JJ is going to be pretty solid. I think, Drake, I just don't know. He's just a project. I just don't know about Drake.
Project? You're nuts. Crazy project.
Jason's so invested in Drake.
Well, he's not a project. I mean, he's.
Well, I mean, a lot of people think he shouldn't play for a year. That's kind of a project.
I don't think a lot of people think that. First of all, anybody who thinks he shouldn't play for a year, they're stupid. Because you don't draft a guy in the top three and sit him behind a journeyman backup quarterback. That's
there are,
dumb.
There are people that I don't think are stupid who have said that he could use a Jordan Love type of
That's not
ramp
happening.
Up to his career.
Jordan Love wasn't drafted two overall. And
we don't know that Drake May is going to – he's probably not going to be drafted number two overall.
He might be. You know, we don't know. But my point was Jordan Love can sit behind Aaron Rodgers. Drake May can't sit behind Aaron Rodgers.
I know. We know. You hate Marcus Mariota.
Well, if you like him, okay.
I'm not saying I like him.
I do not like him.
Yeah.
On
probably a nice guy.
Sorry,
not a good quarterback.
Marcus Mariota.
It's so funny how everyone's taking these quarterback rankings so personally.
At least I pronounce his name correctly.
That's
unlike that stooge Goodell.
Mm-hmm. Hold up. Right. So you have Jaden number one.
Mm-hmm.
I have Caleb number one. You have Drake number one. Who do you have?
Caleb.
Okay, you have Caleb.
Yep.
Yeah. The clear cut
so
number
two,
one.
Two
I have
Calebs.
Number one.
Two Calebs, one.
So Eric, would you advise the Bears to select Jaden since he if you're GM if you're Eric Poles?
Yes.
You would slam the table down for Jaden.
Yes.
Your fist on the table.
And you believe the Commanders would then draft? You think they should draft Penix?
Maybe I don't.
If
really
Jaden
want...
was taken off the board.
I might
number
still select JJ because I think he's solid.
See, that's what I don't get about
you. You guys don't like it. I would be a little risk averse. That's all. Mm-hmm. I think Penix is a great. I think he's going to be pretty darn good.
I know, but
I don't think
you
can't be risk averse at number two.
Here's the draft.
You got to swing for the
here's
highest
the draft.
Upside guy.
Your EBP.
You often say, "Yeah, you do your you drive."
I understand.
You run your own.
But your EB Peters.
I told you I would take Jaden one overall in the draft.
I know, but Jaden's off the board. He gets drafted by the Bears. Everybody's stunned. So now you have everybody
the guy
else
that likes to play dress up. Not picking
so
him.
So you, but you're so not going to draft the second guy on your board. You're going to draft the fourth guy.
I might.
That's what I don't get. When it comes to Evie's board, he won't stick to his board.
I mean, I'm willing to pivot, but like if Caleb goes off the board and I'm next to pick, I'm picking
here's
sticking to the board.
Right. But here's the other thing. And also, you guys don't understand this. You guys don't care. But Penix, if everyone else evaluates Penix lower, I would feel silly taking him at two because I'm not getting a good value.
I agree with that.
I'm not getting a good value. So I don't know that I would take him at two. There's a lot of factors.
Isn't the value... find the best player to help you win games.
I don't know, but you just
you're going to take the lesser player.
No,
because
I might trade down and then take them.
You can still stick the board by doing that.
Okay. Like
trade with the Vikings.
That's fair.
If you look at the top,
but I'm saying 12, if you had to take number two, Adam Peters says very unlikely that he's going to trade.
Caleb.
I know, but you just said you were going to draft JJ McCarthy.
Maybe
number
I think JJ McCarthy's like
that's
almost,
what I don't get.
I think JJ's like almost like a can't misser.
Do you understand that, Jason? Sticks to the number two pick and Jaden Daniels
like
is the number one,
I just want there to be. Can I have the number one pick tomorrow?
Do you want it?
In the mock draft.
Why? Because you're going to take Jaden?
Because I want to see what he would do.
Don't we usually just do a mock draft until the skin?
But shouldn't he stick to his board?
But I want to see if he'll stick to his board. So I
want to save you. He's not committed to Penix.
I think Penix has, medical issues. I think
he told surgeries. You. He said, check out his EKG.
Yeah, his heart.
Yeah, yeah.
I like Penix.
I like Penix. I like him more than I like Caleb.
He has to have the number two pick. One, it's tradition. Two, I can't wait to see what he does with it.
Have the pick. No, that's what I was saying. So I want the number one pick so I can alter the mock.
Well,
and put him on the spot.
If you have the number one pick, we know who's going number one. His name rhymes with J.K.
Well, it doesn't even matter.
You're picking Drake May.
It doesn't matter because
you're missing my point.
Maybe I am.
Since there's been controversy on his board, I would take Jaden Daniels to see who he would take. J.J., Penix. Okay. I know he won't take May. Caleb.
So you would hunt away your Drake May obsession.
He might take Marvin Harrison.
If Jaden went one, I would take either Penix or J.J.
Right.
That's who I would take. But I don't think that's good value at two.
Please have me picking a number three.
Are we even going beyond two?
That's what I was saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the plan tomorrow is, of course, we're going to do a full mock draft. We always figure out a way to do it, even if they pick high.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
So what we're going to do is we're going to do one through 15.
Okay.
Oh, that's a lot of picks.
And then with the 16th pick, the Commanders are going to trade back up.
So we'll
finish with the Commanders at 16.
You're picking twice tomorrow,
EB. We'll get the second pick and the 16th pick.
All right.
And the rest of it, whoever picks where, we're figuring that out.
Yeah, the team names are crumpled up in my hand right now during the break. The
tiniest pieces of paper ever. Are you going to pick an offensive lineman at 16? Or are you going to?
Maybe. But I'm not wedded to it. It depends on how the board plays out.
Best available.
What if Neighbors is available?
Malik Neighbors is going to tumble to 16 in
our
mock draft?
What if there's a run on all linemen?
Not in the Junkies mock draft, there will be.
I'm just saying.
Joe Alt might be there at 16.
Huh?
Joe Alt might be there at 16.
I'll bet you six QBs will be taken.
A good pick.
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, in reality, the guys Neighbors always.
If Malik Neighbors is there in tomorrow's Junks mock draft, you're going to sprint that card over to whoever the phone commissioner is.
That's why I'm giving you a scenario where. Yeah.
I just hope Adam Peters doesn't have a board. And let's say Caleb goes number one. He goes, I have a tingle. And then he goes off board like EB might.
You know what? I've got a good vibe about J.J. McCarthy. He bumps him up three spots.
Again, this is not necessarily my personal board. This is who I think may 3 years down the road, this could be the best. But I also think these guys could bust. Some of these guys are safer.
Based on history, three out of five will bust.
Yeah, I think some of the picks are safer. I might go with a safer pick, but still be a three-time, pro bowler. But maybe the other guy would be a five-time. I don't know.
What time are we doing the mock?
9 a.m.
It's the last mock we'll do.
Hold on. We're going to get 16 picks in starting at 9 a.m.
Yep.
Well, it's usually two segments.
We'll do it for an hour.
Hmm.
We'll do it for a whole show.
It's pretty quick.
Okay.
Last year's went fairly quick.
We'll do an extra bonus hour just because I know you want to do it.
You know I want to do it.
Yeah.
All right. So two Calebs, number one.
I would love
one
for them.
One Drake and one Jaden Daniels.
I would love for them to pull a curveball. I really would.
I do too.
What, you mean trade out of it?
Or just pick somebody. Pick somebody.
The Bears?
No. The Skins.
Oh, okay.
Pick somebody that's not Jaden. Just even though Jaden's the most exciting, he's.
You don't want that as a Commanders fan. You don't really want that.
I would love that because I would love the ball.
It's great for sports radio, but as a fan, you don't want that.
The most exciting player in a draft is Jaden Daniels.
I know, so that's who you want as a fan.
Yes, but as a radio host, I would love for them to throw a curveball.
The best case scenario is the Bears surprise everybody and take Jaden Daniels,
right.
And then Adam Peters takes Caleb Williams at two, and you're forced to root for him for the next decade.
Yeah.
You might become a Ravens fan.
That is the best case scenario.
No, because Caleb's going to be good.
Yeah, he might be.
We'll see.
Commanders draft Caleb. We're all painting our nails.
That's what they said about Bryce Young, too.
Nail painting party.
Yeah. Some burgundy nail polish.
Bring it in.
I'm going to tickle Cakes' little big toe.
Did he have a pink phone or something at that game?
Yeah, a pink phone, yeah.
We'll get you a pink phone charger cover and start painting your nails burgundy.
Yep. Be a big nail painting party.
If he throws touchdowns, I'll be psyched.
There you go. Right. That's the most important thing.
As Cake said, they haven't had a guy throw 30 touchdowns since the black and white era.
Right, since a guy in black and white. Sonny Jurgens.
Was anybody worse?
No.
There wasn't one team in the league.
Further back than Sonny Jurgensen?
I don't know. You said you looked at a graphic.
Of course there was. There was one picture in black and white.
I thought there might be other teams that have never had a guy throw 30 touchdowns.
Not that predates Sonny Jurgensen.
Wow.
It's a pretty shocking list.
It's been a pretty big hole on that roster for years, besides Cousins.
And Joe T.
Yeah, I wasn't going that far.
He
back.
Said for years.
Yeah. I mean, just in my era.
Joe T. Last play
quarterback.
Joe T. Is props. Talking about early to mid 80s. Yeah.
When we were 12.
That's, dude, those trophies in there?
I was going to Brother Kenneth's class. Brother Kenneth for bio.
Yeah, getting in trouble.
Getting in.
All right, coming up next, your chance to win Caps tickets. You can call in now at 800-636-1067. We'll do the morning matchup, your chance to win tickets to Game 4 here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Is that all about cakes?
I was asking me which team I got.
Oh, okay, got you.
For the Junkies mock draft, and I got this team.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
There's no reason EB. Not.
No, it doesn't mean. when I see me do this, it doesn't mean.
Jason.
Doesn't resonate.
Does it shock you EB doesn't know this?
And they go, Skull! Skull!
Look at EB. He's dumbfounded.
Skull!
What, I mean, it's the Seahawks? Who is it? Falcons?
The Vikings. Come on, guy. You ever seen a game in at US Bank Stadium?
I don't pay attention to what the fans do.
Okay.
It's pretty common.
I mean, you've never seen a crowd shot? Like
I've
when
seen
they do a
this.
Wide
I
shot
do this. And the Braves.
The Tomahawk chop.
That's about it.
Yeah, you ever seen the Vikings fans do the skull bit where they all clap in unison and then they shout out? I don't know what skull means.
Literally,
something,
it's the first
something
I've ever
Viking
heard.
Related.
Nordic, I'm guessing.
Yes.
I can't remember last time I actually watched the Vikings. I don't really watch the Vikings.
I mean, you've probably seen them play the Commanders or the football team in the last 4 or 5 years.
What?
Maybe.
I got the
maybe.
I got the 14.
Not maybe, you have.
When?
I mean,
when did they play us?
They've definitely played. I remember the Vikings fans were here doing Skull at FedEx Field 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, we went to the game with Hard Rock.
Yeah, they were at the game.
Yeah. 2022.
Yeah.
November 6th.
Well, I didn't. It's not. It's a
doesn't resonate with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Not, yeah.
You don't pay attention.
I don't pay attention.
It's the bottom line.
Fill in the blank on that one.
I don't pay attention to what the fans are doing. Correct. Okay.
It's Cakes' Pavlov dog thing. Anytime the Vikings are mentioned, he does Skull.
I do that every time the Vikings are mentioned.
You do it a lot, Cakes. Okay. You're the number one leader in Skull.
I know we're doing the Caps. Can you just do like 3 things that you know what his reaction will be right away? Just say it.
Yeah.
Like Net Guzzler, anytime 7-Eleven's mentioned.
Well, just saying Big Gulp is boring. But that's true. That's true.
What, give me another one. You already know what he's going to say if you mention the term.
It's hard to think off the top of my head, but there's several.
Mm. Okay. I do have a lot of triggers.
Several things. Yeah.
There are a lot of things that trigger me.
Right. Like, somebody, absolutely. In fact, brought up something that Cakes was doing 20 years ago that he still does, like Pavlovian. I can't remember what it was. Okay. It was like somebody that I met. Mm-hmm. He's like a longtime listener of the show. And and he brought it up, and I was like, yeah, he still does do that.
Yeah, old habits die hard. Just the, you get set in your ways.
But some things are classics.
You shake it up. Hey, when you're with Amy, do you ever shake it up, or is it always the same routine?
We always do the exact same thing every single time.
I don't know.
Well, remember, he's a bedroom only guy.
I am a bedroom specific guy.
I'm just asking.
Pretty much.
I'm
never once in the shower.
I mean, it has happened in the shower, yes, but not recently. That has not happened in this decade. It happened in the shower this decade at an away game.
It'd been Vegas.
Probably MGM National.
Okay, but that's different. In your home now, you're basically an empty nester.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean,
true.
Your kids are all gone.
Yeah.
It's never happened in the family room, like you're watching TV.
Never.
Never, ever. Remember, he watches upstairs.
A recent basement.
What?
A recent one, Cake says. Does my mic keep cutting out? It sounds weird.
It's been doing that the last two or three days.
Anytime,
good luck in the
anytime Jackie is mentioned, Cake goes,
Jackie!
Yeah, he does that all the time.
It's probably more. That's
anything with a nine. He does his Howard Stern stuff.
It's funny. He does that. At least funny to me.
He does the shake it up. Anytime
shake
for
morale. It's morale. These are old callbacks. They're stuck in the residue of my brain. I can't help myself.
All right, so who got the number one pick?
I think we're still drawing.
You know who I got, Jason? Skull!
EB still does the Falcons.
Who did JP get?
I got the Patriots.
Oh. Number one pick is still out there.
Yep.
Ooh.
What do you mean? This is
for our mock draft tomorrow.
Who you guys are going
to
pick for?
All right, let's punch up our contestants.
And you can
give them a chance to win
the way that they
Caps
tickets. They're part of a modern move.
Asking a simple Caps trivia question.
Caps trivia, like it.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to Colin. Hey, Colin.
How you doing, bud?
Hey, Colin. We spent some time earlier talking to Greg Wyshynski about Ovi and his lack of shots. He ended up with just one shot on goal yesterday. Who led the team with six shots against the Rangers yesterday?
No, I have idea.
Oh,
let's go Oshie.
It was not TJ Oshie. TJ Oshie did have two shots.
Shots to the dome.
I don't know.
Nice.
Not shots on goal.
Let's go to the next contestant.
Well, Greg Wyshynski claimed it wasn't a headshot.
Yeah, he said it was legal.
According to him.
Let's go to RJ.
I might disagree with him.
He's neutral.
That's just me.
RJ.
Hey, RJ.
RJ.
RJ Barrett.
More money.
Do you know the answer?
For the Beatles of radio.
Was it Dylan Strome?
It was not Dylan Strome, who only had one shot. He did have one goal.
Sorry, sir.
I'm so very sorry.
Let's go to the next guy, EB.
All right.
Just going
to
roll with the same question.
Didn't realize.
Now they've had time to look it up.
Google.
That's
also
right.
Cares. We're giving away tickets.
We got 2 minutes. 1 minute.
How's it going, guys?
What's up?
Connor McMichael.
Connor McMichael had six shots on goal and led the team. Congrats. You're getting tickets to game four, first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs at home. Sunday, April 28th, Capital One Arena. Limited tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event info, visit thefandc.com. What's the most you've ever spent in tickets for any event?
Any event? Ooh, it's a good question.
I bought my wife the Zach Bryan tickets for Philly.
Mine's easy.
My wife and kids.
How much per ticket?
I think it's like 500 a ticket. I
600
think.
Per for my wife and daughter to go to Tay-Tay in Philly.
Yeah. I think it's in that realm.
Yeah. I mean, I've spent more for the UFC, but I was looking for UFC 302, which is in New Jersey.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can stay at my brother's. Mm-hmm. I can drive there.
Right.
It'd be cool to get, but like the nosebleeds are 400 plus.
Can't you get like a credential or something?
I don't know. Dana White hooked us like 20 years
tried.
Ago.
But are you trying to like go with somebody?
My son.
Okay. Yeah. You couldn't get him a credential, I'm sure. I mean, maybe you could, but who knows?
I mean, this would be, this would be an outrageous ask. You could ask our friend JVS if he has connections in that building. That's I'm just putting it out there.
I'm not as bold.
I framed it by saying it would be outrageous ask that.
Cakes has brought like 20 guys to a Caps game.
That is patently false.
Cakes maybe
maxed out at six.
Cakes has JVS muscles.
I do have JVS muscles.
Sure.
What do you mean by that?
Like he feels emboldened to ask and put it out there.
Desperate, and he doesn't want to pay $800 or $1,000.
You're desperate. I just probably won't go. Hey.
Because you're not technically asking him, but when you put it out there on the air, you are kind of throwing it out there.
I know.
It's a buffer.
I'm just thinking outside the box a little bit.
He's definitely emboldened after JVS texted him first.
Kind of.
Did we do a timestamp on it to make sure that he was texting?
I'm sure it was cut and paste.
All at the same time.
Yeah.
I did ask him for the Signature Series suite passes.
What is that?
Which are like ball or suite. Now, I don't know if he's going to come through with it.
For the Sunday game?
Yeah, no, for the Friday game.
For Friday, yeah.
I did. I might have asked for those.
What's the signature
suite? It's like the regular suites are like here.
Yeah.
The signature suites are like.
Well, they just have better food or something?
Is it a bigger suite? I bet you it's a bigger suite, probably.
It's like premium.
I know, but so can you explain what makes it premium? I understand, but what
better
makes it premium?
Food,
I
don't know. Better
I
drink.
Been. I feel like I need to go experience it. You know what I'm saying?
Another cakeism. Top shelf liquor.
It'll always make me laugh. A lot of Stern callbacks is what it is.
Yeah.
Big Stern mark, or at least used to be.
Yeah.
I haven't listened to the show in quite a while.
Yeah. He stinks.
What did Jason do, though, when we were a nighttime show? Didn't he hook up one of his boys with tickets like a Mariners game in Seattle?
Yes.
See, that's that's pretty bold. Me.
It was.
How'd you hook that one up?
I just called up the
PR director. Told him we had a stringer. A stringer, yeah. that was going to be at the game. I did that for multiple sports, too. I did it for baseball and for the NBA.
Yeah.
All right.
Jason, I sent him to the Clippers game.
He doesn't mind hooking his friends with stuff like that. He doesn't mind obnoxious ass.
Yeah, because you know what?
All they can say is no.
Yeah, that is true. I've learned that. The worst somebody's going to say is no.
Correct.
So I don't mind asking. I'm asking for Jim to hook you with tickets to an event three states away.
When people reject me, I feel rejected. Even if it's just a professional ass.
You can deal with rejection.
I know, but it hurts.
Get past it.
Hurts a little bit.
All right, when did you get your text of, are you planning on coming to the game on Friday night?
Now we're competing.
Now we're racing.
I'm going to say
who he likes more.
I'm 3:21 p.m.
I think mine was right around the same time.
I'm sure it was bang, bang, bang.
Yeah.
All right, Hold on. Oh, damn it. Mine says 3:22.
You lowered.
I can't find it.
I should have lied. Mine said 3:22.
3:21 p.m.
Yeah, I was second tier.
We're even.
I was second tier.
I can't find it. I probably deleted it.
I was definitely second. I was after you guys said no.
Here's my follow-up. I said,
no, Cake said yes.
I said
I can't.
My follow-up was, if we can get the signature suite treatment, that would be amazing. But I would obviously take any seat in the building.
But hold on. But he hasn't responded to that.
You're bold.
Right?
I told you I'm bold. You know this about me.
He hasn't responded to that.
I think we're good.
Okay, but
he's a late responder.
His last response was, we'll get you some good ones.
Oh, okay.
5 exclamation points.
Oh, he always gets you good ones. He doesn't get you.
Does that mean premium suite, or does that mean glass?
I don't know. I'll have to report.
We got Rizzo waiting.
I'll report back to you.
Let's take a break.
Riz.
We'll get into the Nationals. They did lose yesterday, but Corbin pitched well.
Yeah, they're 10-12.
Mike Rizzo joins us, Nats GM, president of baseball ops, next here on the Junkies.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.